Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Red Room Radio. Everyone, I just want to first and foremost say thank you so much for your patience during our hiatus. No one understands. We had a lot of things going on, but I can tell you this. You missed the Red Room, but we missed it more. I am so excited to be back for another episode, the first one of the year. And I just want to simply say we have so much in store for you this year. It is going to be an incredible show. You thought the Red Room was hot in 2012 and 2013. We're going to set it on fire in 2014. I didn't say fire, F-I-R-E. I said fire. We have back with us again this year, my incredible co-hosts. First and foremost, I just want to say thanks so much for my co-host, James, down in Hotlanta, who kept me in line to make sure we did what we needed to do to get back into the Red Room for 2014 to bring everybody what we brought you before and more. James, just give a shout out to everybody and let them know how excited we are to be back in the Red Room.
Hey, everyone. This is James, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. I've missed the Red Room so much. It's like a drug that I didn't have for 3 months. And I've been itching and twitching because I didn't have it once a week. But I'm glad to be back. I'm glad we're back on track. And there's a lot in store. I only know a little bit of it. I don't know all of it. But I know everything is going to be just great this year. So I hope everybody's ready.
Well, you know, we got to give little doses at a time, James, because too much, you know, we don't want to cause an overdose. So
right.
I'm just so excited. And then, of course, we have our other co-host who just kind of adds so much flavor to the show. I mean, she brings it, and she brings it to us just to such a perspective that you can't help but say it's real, and that is Sarah Lynn. Hey, girl.
Hey, everyone. Thanks, Shelly, for having me back. It's been a pleasure with you guys, and I'm always waiting and anticipation of all the topics, and I just can't wait. This year has already started with a bang, so let's keep on going forward.
I totally agree. I just want to really just jump right into our topic for tonight. To me, this was one where for the new year, we have to just kind of put ourselves in position relationship-wise so that we know exactly what to expect and don't get caught off guard. So tonight's show is, you know, don't catch a catfish and how to spot one before you reel it in. I have to admit, it's one that kind of, you know, I have a little bit of experience in, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. So what I want to do is I want to start off by just kind of sharing some things that I think will help anyone who is single, dating, or even possibly at. Everybody listens to our show is not necessarily, but if they're not, they can take the information and share it with someone that is. All of our shows aren't about being single, and it's just to, you know, just kind of add a different flavor to whatever place you are in your life and your relationship. Now, one of the biggest obstacles when it comes to online dating is knowing if the person is being honest, hence if you've been catfished. And online dating is one of the most popular ways that people were meeting people. Everybody's seen the commercials for, you know, Match.com, ChristianMingle.com, and then we have a lot of the online free dating sites. I know they're not really considered dating sites, but let's be for real, that's what they're for. Black Planet, I think, is one, and then there's a few others. Tag, those sites are where people meet people. Now, one of the things with those commercials on TV, we see the ChristianMingle.com, the happy couple, they're kissing, oh, we got married. they didn't show us the horror story, because how would they sell their business if they did? So what we want to do is make sure you don't get caught in one of those situations where you have the horror story and you've been catfished. One of the things, there's four common lies that are usually told on dating sites or even social media. Because let's be real. Facebook and Instagram and some of those sites, people say that social media, they're just a way of keeping in touch with your friends and people that you know. A lot of people are using them as a free dating site. So there are four common lies people tell when they post their information out there. One is the photos. Now, of the catfish saga, the reason the movie was ever created was because the guy met a woman online and he saw this face, this picture of someone that he found to be attractive or appealing to him. And the end result of it was that wasn't the picture of who the person really was. No one understands, Photoshop is the best miracle known to man when it comes to touching up photos. It's one thing to touch up a photo to hide a pimple, but some people reinvent themselves when they post their pictures. So you can't always believe what you see in a photo. This is really and truly where the catfish begins, where they sometimes post a picture of someone else or a touched-up photo of someone that they're not. When you see a photo of a person, if that's all you see, it's not necessarily who they are. The second thing is height and weight. And this really doesn't need much explanation because, I mean, that's just one of those things that we kind of tell a little story about, or we stretch the truth about, because how many of us actually have the correct height and weight on our driver's license? Most of us do, probably, but some of us don't. So this is probably one of the most common told lies online. For some reason, it doesn't register that the lie will be revealed if you ever meet face-to-face. So it's like if you put this information out there expecting someone to see you for who you are, and it's not the truth, no one understands, and this is not just to keep you from being catfished, but if you ever think about doing this or you are currently doing it and you're not presenting yourself for who you are, know that if you say you're 6'2 and you're only 5'9 and you ever plan to meet that person, they're going to be able to tell the difference, especially if they're, you know, a female that's tall and is expecting to meet a tall man. The next one is age. This one is tricky because some people can look younger or older than they really are, and sometimes you have to ask a few questions to get the real age. But you don't want to, I mean, if you want to ask a person how old they are, they're going to tell you what they want you to hear. You may, I mean, and the question, what year did you graduate, that's too easy because no one understands. They've already figured it. They did the math. If they say they're one age, they're going to be able to tell you what year they graduated or what year they were born. But one thing that I've always found is if a person is lying about their age and you have certain ways of kind of asking certain questions, the truth can be revealed. Me personally, music is a topic that everybody can relate to. This is kind of a discreet way of gauging someone's age. I mean, you can ask questions like, what was your favorite song during your senior year? And this is all during the get-to-know-you conversation. Or, who is your favorite artist and what is their favorite song? From that answer, you can sometimes do the math. And trust and believe, if he says, Jodeci, Forever My Lady, because he's trying to impress you, because, you know, that's one of those songs where, you know, everybody that listened to Jodeci, you just felt like, oh, he must love me if he's singing that song. If he says that was his favorite song, no, he's not 30 anything. He's at least in his 40s. Google is one of the best ways of trying to figure things out. So if he says that was his favorite song, but he's telling you he's 29, no, he's not. Sometimes people lie about their age for several reasons. Older men are looking for younger women, and younger men are looking for older women. Either way, don't believe the age on their profile or what they say until you do the math, unless it doesn't matter. And if it doesn't matter, then that's not a big deal. But for some people, it does truly matter. So be careful of the age if you kind of think something's a little fishy. The last one is career and income. This is an area where the dishonesty will be revealed over time as well, because trust me, if he says he's a lawyer, but he really works in the mailroom in the law firm, at some point you'll know it, because he's only going to be able to show you the mailroom lifestyle versus the lawyer lifestyle. And for some reason, men and even women feel that they have to create an illusion of someone that they're not instead of who they really are based on their income and their career. A lot of people, that doesn't really matter. It's the person, not how much money they make, not what kind of career they have, not what their job title is. So if you're setting up a profile online, don't create a lifestyle or a career that really isn't true, because at some point, if that person really does find you attractive and you create that connection with them, you're going to come off as a liar. Now, here's some do's and don'ts, and this is where, co-hosts, I know y'all are going to jump in, because these are going to be things that I know if you don't have a profile online, you will see some of the things that I'm talking about. One of the do's is do post a recent photo and write an honest description of yourself. But be aware of headshots, because this may be a way of hiding the height and weight. How many times have you seen headshots of a person and you kind of think, nice picture, but every picture in their profile is only a picture of their face? Does it not make you wonder? Are they 5'2", but his profile says he's 6'2"? Or is she 199 pounds versus 109 pounds? I mean, haven't we all wished we were a certain way, but we're not, so we want to want other people to perceive us as being something other than who we are, because that's what we want that person to be attracted to.
Shelley.
Yes.
I feel so old right about now, because I don't even know what a catfish was. I thought it was a fish that we eat.
It's okay, Sarah Lynn.
You know, the thing
it's
about
okay.
it is, I may have to take notes, because I don't know when I'll ever need this information. But I really have to take notes, because I don't know what these things are.
But guess
what?
Don't
worry, I'm taking notes. I'm taking notes.
Please do. Because you have a son, and one day when he begins to date, you're going to make sure you share this information with him. That's
please
the
do.
Thing. Even if we're not
yeah,
in this place.
Please do.
Even if we're not in this place. I mean, you know, Sarah Lynn, your son and my son, they both are at that age where at some point they're going to date. But they need to be aware of the tricks and things that happen with social media. Now, I pray to God that my son doesn't have to go on ChristianMingle.com to meet a woman. I would hope that, you know, life doesn't put him in that place anytime soon. But at least if we share this information, then they're informed. So, no, we're not frying catfish tonight. We're talking about the trick of being catfished. I was so trying not to laugh too hard. But it's okay.
Carry on, carry on.
James, help her out, help her out.
Can I tell what the catfish is?
She was getting ready to get her fishing rod.
Girl.
Getting ready to get her fishing rod.
Oh, yeah.
That shows my age, didn't it?
It's okay. Just know you're going to be informed.
Woo!
I'm going to continue with the do's and the don'ts. And in a few minutes, and I'm going to make this quick, but in a few minutes, I'm going to open up the call because one of the things that I promised was that we're going to share our catfish stories. And guess what? I'm going to even share mine. And when I say in the red room, we just talk about everything, yeah, I've been catfished. So your host, Shelly O. Brooks, the author of These Shoes Hurt My Feet, I was catfished. But not too bad. So at least I can say I learned a lesson from it. But if I can help someone else avoid going through what I went through, that's what this is all about. Now, the next piece is one that it really gets under my skin. The next one is a don't. Ladies, anyone with a pulse that's out there listening to this show, this is no disrespect to you. But I need you to know and understand this is one of the biggest don'ts for online dating sites, social media, any kind of site that you are divulging your personal information on. Don't post pictures of yourself that send a certain message. Now, by that I mean pictures of yourself showing your cleavage, all the girls propped up, poked out for the whole world to see. Don't post full-length photos posing with your butt stuck out, just pictures of the back, making sure that everyone sees your assets, or headshots where you're blowing a kiss or sucking on a lollipop with an entire tube of lip gloss on, or pictures of you lying in your bed. And then ladies with the cleavage, no one understands when you lay down, they move. They gravitate in a certain direction. So, I mean, let's be real. You're sending a message, whether you intend to or not. And then you can't even expect to post these pictures and then get irritated when you feel disrespected when a man sends you a sexually explicit message. I'm just not quite sure what it is that you're expecting. And I can say that I have seen on social media, I will say, put it out there, Facebook. I've seen Facebook photos of some women, and it looks like you're posing for a job in a strip club, half naked, but then I see posts on your page where you're saying, and trust and understand, I'm not saying that these are people, because Facebook is supposed to be your friends list. Everybody that's on Facebook is not your friend. They're people that you know or people that they know, and sometimes in my business, I accept friend requests from people that I don't know based on being an author. If someone has read my book and they like it and they want to send me a friend request, oh, I read your book. I'm just, you know, really, I love the whole concept of it. I use that as a platform to help people. So I don't deny friend requests. I do see things that kind of, I'm going to be honest, irritate me. How are you going to get upset when you post pictures like that and then a man sends you a message and all they want to do is the message that you're sending to them? So, ladies, all I can say is just look at how you post your pictures. And I know it's your own social media. It's your own page. You do what you want to do. The Internet is free. I mean, it's just like the Red Room. You can say what you want to say whenever you want to say it, but no one understands you're sending a message. You're not going to find the guy who wants to treat you like a queen if you're posing like a stripper. Bottom line. At that point, I'm gonna just give somebody else an opportunity because I think I just got a little heated. Does anybody have anything to add?
I understand what you're saying. even in my world, a lot of people post pictures of their genital areas and then their profile saying friends only and no hookups and stuff. But you clearly have a picture of your John Hancock as your profile picture or of your asset sitting wide open for everybody to see, but now you're saying all you want is a friendship. That's not what a friendship is going to provoke. You look
exactly.
at my pictures, you have a nice headshot with my nice little smile, and it clearly says friends only, business only, for that reason. Because if I'm promoting my business, I'm not going to have a picture of my butt or my other stuff as my profile picture or even on my page at all.
Exactly.
That's also how people get catfished. All you see is the goodies. Then when you see them in person, you're like, oh, no, they're ugly as all get out. Or I don't want to say
exactly.
ugly. They're unattractive. I'm trying to stop saying that word, so help me.
But it's the truth. People have to realize.
And it is.
And then this is the crazy part about it is if they think these pictures that they post on Facebook are only amongst their friends, do they know and understand that you can screen capture these pictures and send them out
mm-hmm.
to anybody and everybody that you want to send them to? These pictures
yep.
that we post on social media sites are not just amongst the people that we think that we're connected to.
Not anymore.
And the sad part about it is you have no idea what path in life you're going to take. But these pictures can haunt you forever. The big booty shot.
Let me explain one reason why it could haunt them. If they ever wanted to get a government job, your employer has the right these days to go into your Facebook page and see what kind of person you are before they hire you. And let them think for a minute that the employers do, because a lot of people in the Department of Corrections have lost their jobs because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And, I mean, here's a perfect example. Last year, I had a cruise to promote my book. I had, my website name was ShellyBrooks.com. In the process of promoting the cruise, Sarah Lynn shared the information with a lady, and instead of her going to ShellyBrooks.com, she put Shelly Brooks in the Google search bar. Do you know what pictures came up?
Stripper Shelly.
Yes. Shelly Brooks is a stripper somewhere out there, and she has a twin. And the lady did not want to go on the cruise because she felt that it was a cruise that didn't quite fit into her lifestyle. Now, whether these twins put their pictures up on the internet, and I'm probably giving a lot of I'm sending a lot of traffic to them, but all I'm saying is I had to purchase a different domain name because I did not want to associate myself with that image that was out there on the internet. Did they post those pictures of themselves out there? I don't know. But could someone else have? Absolutely. So Shelly L. Brooks was a domain name that I had to purchase because of just the Google images that were associated with that name. We got to be careful. Just the social media is so, so huge that it really can affect us. So, you know, back to the whole dating. I mean, I think with the photos, that's probably the biggest piece because, you know, we need to know and understand that with our picture, that's the first impression. You know, first impressions are lasting. If that's the first impression a person sees of us, they've already decided what it is that they expect from us or they see in us. If you see a woman in a nice casual, you know, pair of jeans and a T-shirt and she's smiling, she looks a totally different way than a woman who is standing with a pair of leggings or just far worse than that. And some of the pictures I've seen, it's been crazy. But you're expecting to find that Mr. Right.
a question. Are we looking into the mindset of these individuals who do things like that? Those are the ones that have low self-esteem or think they're God-given to earth, to mankind. You have to have a certain kind of mindset when you do these things, because normal people doesn't do these things.
Well, if you were there, I didn't.
If you're secure with yourself and you have self-esteem, you don't do these kind of things.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I think a lot of times it comes down to people posting these pictures, men and women. I'm not going to exclude, you know, I'm not going to simply say that it just happens with women. But it's, I don't have anything else to present to someone that could be possibly interested in me, so I'm just going to go from a sexual aspect of it first, hoping that I can get something else. Or that's all they're looking for. So, you know, either they have low self-esteem or all they're looking for is just the sex. But then they want to present themselves as being something else. I mean, it really, when I say I've seen the pictures and then a post on Facebook where a woman saying, I'm just, you know, really irritated by the men that inbox me with disrespectful comments. Well, did you look at your profile picture, chick? Did you see that you are standing posed in a tight dress or some leggings with your back turned and your ass poking out?
Mm-hmm.
What is he going to say? Because he can only see your face. Turn your head around like, you know, some kind of non-human person thing. See your face. He didn't see your eyes. He didn't see your smile. He saw your ass.
Hey,
and then when he hollers at you in your inbox saying what he wants to do, you feel disrespected. How?
Hey, Shelly.
Yes.
What if her ass is better looking than her face? The girl was just trying to protect herself. She was just trying to protect herself. Give them the best feature.
Back in the day, they called that a tip drill.
I'm only calling it as I see it.
I can't believe you said that, but you know, if that's what it is, then is that when you just use what you got until you get what you want? I don't know.
Put your best foot forward. In this case,
on that note, I'm sure if that's what Sarah Lynn has to say, somebody else has something to say too. So before I move on to the rest of it, evidently. I'm going to open up the lines to see if anybody else feels the same way Sarah Lynn does. I mean, at this point, maybe they do. I'm not disagreeing with her, but as your host, I'm just going to keep it moving. I have a caller on the line who has a comment. Last two numbers of the phone is 6288. Caller, thank you so much for being on the show with us tonight, and just please share with us what you have.
I just wanted to comment on the picture posting. I see females that post pictures on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, the whole nine, in the bathroom, in their bra and their underwear, half naked. I mean, and if you are an exotic dancer or in the entertainment industry and that's what you do, then that's fine, but just don't post stuff like that and then you get upset when a dude is coming at you sideways. It makes no sense to me. Like, I just don't understand it. And for dudes that post pictures of money and their cars and the whole nine, and you expect the female to actually look at your personality, like, you're putting your money out there first. I mean, who doesn't like money? If you post some pictures with a bunch of money and you in the club doing this, what do you expect somebody to look at? You or what you're posting? So, I mean, I just don't understand people's mindset that do stuff like that. It's like insanity. You do the same thing over and over expecting something different. That makes no sense. But I do want to comment on the catfish subject, because I have severely been catfished. I met a guy from New York, came all the way to D.C. to come see me, and once again, he's posting pictures of all his money and Aston Martins and mansions and the whole nine. And this fool stayed downtown at the Grand Hyatt. If you had some money, you wouldn't have been staying in the Grand Hyatt. I mean, it was just, I could tell that everything that he told me was a lie. Even though he didn't outright say it, I could just tell that he was lying. I mean, even things down to his personality where, you know, I like to do this, I like to drink. We went to the bar and he was, like, drunk off of one sip. You know what I mean? A lot of people sit behind a keyboard and create this image that is totally not them. So it happens to the best of us, but just watch yourself when you're online dating.
Caller, I have one question, and maybe it's, I mean, me being naive and not knowing, but you can help educate us. So if a man said he had that kind of money and he came to D.C. and he stayed at the Grand Hyatt, that doesn't mean he has money? I mean, where would he stay if he had that kind of money that he presented himself to have, just out of curiosity?
I feel like if he had money, he wouldn't. I mean, the Grand Hyatt is just, to me, it's very typical. My high school prom was there, so it's just, I don't know. I feel like there's many other places you could stay that are lavish and luxurious in Washington, D.C. that are other than the Hyatt. I mean, for instance, the W, the Donovan House, Omni Shoreham Hotel, those are very nice. So the Westin, the Four Seasons, the Grand Hyatt was just not, it didn't impress me. And for him to come off as, you know, I'm a millionaire and I drive an Audi R8 and I own properties in Miami, that is not a millionaire's date, honey. And he had on tennis shoes and a thermal. That is not how a millionaire
tennis shoes and a thermal?
Yes, and claimed to be this big-time business owner. And I was catfished. Again, I dated a guy that told me he was, he worked in a law firm. And took me to a party. He did work in a law firm, but he worked at the front desk. And he ended up, the reason I found out was he took me to a party his friends were having up on Capitol Hill. He's like, oh, I know all these people that work on Capitol Hill and blah, blah, blah. And we're sitting around talking, and somebody spilled the beans for him and said something about him working at the front desk. Poor little fella.
So did you learn your lesson?
So have you learned any? See, James, I was getting ready to ask the same question.
Have you learned anything?
Child,
I don't use Facebook and Instagram for nothing but business. Thank God. I be posting my Lord Jesus status. Other than that, I'm not entertaining. Nobody that writes me, that likes my pictures and stuff. I mean, like, I have a totally different mindset with social networking. I don't really take people serious. Like I said, people sit behind a camera and a keyboard, and they will create an image and lie to the world, basically. So
right.
I'm done with my comment.
Wow.
I just wanted to share that with everyone.
Well, thank you. I think that kind of goes to, speaks to the first couple of things that I talked about. You know, one of the things that they do lie about is their career and their income. People create this whole image of how much money I make and what I do for a living, and that really isn't what they do. At this point, if there's anybody else on the call that's listening on the show tonight that has ever been catfished, please share with us, because I think what the last caller shared is something that really has been helpful. I mean, if you're going to be who you are, and you're not who you are, at least we'll know what things to look for. Okay, I have someone on the show tonight that wants to share. Last four numbers of the caller's number is 4549. Welcome to the Red Room Radio, caller. Please share.
Hello, good evening. How is everyone? I'm really enjoying this conversation because this is something that happens commonly with social networks, whether it be via phone or the internet, when you meet people and you guys converse and, oh, he has a nice personality. His energy is just beautiful. He's really telling me everything I want to hear. And then when you meet them, you're like, excuse my language, what the fuck? Like, really, I've been catfished and... I've been catfished, and it was not a joke. Okay, so I meet this guy on a little phone site, and we conversed. And as we're conversing, you know, you never think to ask, is there something about yourself you may not like that I might want to know about? We're just talking for weeks on end, turns into a month, and I'm just, oh, he's just so nice and down to earth and stable physically, spiritually, and everything. He invites me to his house. So I come to his house. It's nice. When I get to the door, somebody lets me in. Who it is was irrelevant to me. When I actually meet him, it took me a minute to realize that this man was blind. I didn't know what to say. He was blind, the guy that who I was talking to on the phone all this time. So I was like, I didn't know how to react. I didn't know what to say. I'm like, he's
calling me. Hold on. Caller, hold on. I'm going to need to ask a few questions because at this point, I thought, okay, the last caller, her catfish story was minor. At least she got dinner, some drinks from her catfish experience. And maybe I'm being a little insensitive, but at any point did he not tell you that he was blind?
No. Never mentioned it. I didn't have no hints, no anything. I was extremely surprised. The conversation we were having was like he lived a normal life. And when I got there, you know what really freaked me out? It's no problem that you're blind. You could have told me this. But you can't see me. So he asked, can he touch my face? I was like,
no,
what?
I mean, if you met him on... But you met online.
No, it was on a phone. It was on a phone social network.
Okay, okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so it wasn't online. I was just confused because now, I mean, maybe I'm being, I hope I don't sound insensitive, but I'm like, how did he even know to reach out to you?
The conversation was just as possible to him as it was to me until I got there.
Shelly, you know I'm trying to be quiet on this side, right?
No,
you know I'm trying
don't, because we both can't be Sarah Lynn because I'm sitting over here trying to be quiet, too. But please,
no,
can at least one of us
not
be quiet?
I'm trying to be
quiet,
nice.
Quiet, nice, all of it.
Because I'm trying to say, is he blind in love for you or he is just goddamn blind?
Oh, my God.
I don't think she was saying he was blind in love, huh?
Miss you, Caroline.
Blind in love.
Woo! That one went
I don't
out
think
of left field.
At this point, the call probably sounds like my voice probably sounds like the call is going bad because my words are being. I don't even know how I would react to that. And please know and understand, I'm not being insensitive to it, but when I'm having conversation with someone over weeks of, caller, I don't even know how you handled that. What was your exit strategy? Because at some point...
He didn't see when you left, right? He didn't see when you left.
Okay, so
he didn't see when you left.
Yeah, he felt my face before I left. He was like, I have to go.
Okay. I thought you just threw it out.
He said, before you leave, can I touch your face? I was like, what? you didn't, I'm not mad that you're blind, but you didn't tell me, so I didn't know how to have my butt to be ready to go because I was really uncomfortable. We're sitting here, and the atmosphere was lovely, but I'm watching TV and you're listening.
So had he, that you were catfished.
That was hard work.
You were catfished. However, I mean, James, can you imagine if you've had conversation on the phone? I mean, let's talk about this. Can you even imagine having conversation over the phone with someone, and then you realize that there's this chemistry between the two of you, and you get the confidence to meet for the first time, and then you realize
you shut yourself in the floor.
I don't even know.
Oh,
because
my gosh.
Like
James is speechless too.
No, I mean, Jesus, I can't get the words out of my mouth right now. I understand how she was catfished in that situation, but maybe the fact that he's blind is an insecurity that he has, and maybe he was a great guy. Maybe he just, yeah.
Isn't there some things that we, I mean, if you had a major insecurity that was, I mean, most of our insecurities are internal. So sometimes people don't see him right away. That's when I think he would have known she was seeing right away. I think that was just simply catfish. That wasn't an insecurity. I know we're trying to help her understand why it happened and call her.
Maybe he thought he could pull a Ray Charles and, you know, he'd be okay. I don't know. But
you know what? Let me at least defend him for a few minutes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. There's people out there that's very superficial. Okay, you can't really come out and tell them the truth. You wouldn't get to base one. So maybe he needed time. He needed time, but why would he tell you to come on over when he haven't really had this discussion with you yet? That person needed to have a long time. You know, you have to establish yourself with somebody. You have to feel comfortable enough. You know?
Well, let's ask the caller. Caller, did he indicate to you in any way whatsoever and you just didn't hear it?
No, not that I recall.
There was no clues, signs, no.
Our daily conversations were as though he lived a normal life like me. And I think that's what frustrated me the most and had me ready to leave is that I'm not a judge. I don't judge anything. Anybody, shape, size, people come in variety. If you have a great personality, I'm going to accept you for who you are. Just be honest with me because when you don't know how to deal with a situation, you're back against the wall. You want to leave, and you don't want to say nothing else to that person.
Could I ask the caller a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Caller, were you attracted to this person? Did you feel that you had something by talking to him? Did you guys have a connection?
Over the phone, we had a very good, friendly connection. When I seen him, he was in everything, but that threw me off that you wouldn't tell me that. But you felt comfortable enough to invite me to your house.
So would you give him a second chance?
Probably not.
Because you have to admit, that's a big, big, big for somebody to actually come out and tell. I mean to say he did it in the wrong way, but if you guys had a connection, you may want to actually give it a shot. You might have to figure
your way
around. But
you know what? I'm going to defend the caller. She did not go there. Oh,
you may have
my
to
God.
Feel your way around, but you may really want to give him a shot because love is hard to find.
Lord.
You're such the optimist, Sarah Lynn. I gotta love it. But you know what? I'm gonna defend the caller, and I understand the side you defending the catfish because that's what he is in this situation. if I would have to say in that situation, you know, walking into it, no, I wouldn't discriminate or simply shut down the fact that this person and I have a connection, just simply knowing that the person was blind. But if they deceived me about something like that, what else could they possibly be covering up? What other deceit could come along the way in the relationship? See, there's certain things that we need to look at on the surface when we start dealing with people to determine whether or not, you know, to determine what kind of relationship we're going to have with them. And I still say to this very day, if you lie about things that a person will clearly be able to see up front, what else possibly could you lie about?
Very true.
I mean, it's being honest up front, and he didn't. He had plenty of time to tell her. And caller, am I understanding correctly that you had communication with him frequently?
Yes, frequently. It went from weeks to months.
So there, he had plenty of opportunities. I mean, they spent the time to get to know each other communicating over the phone first before they even had the face-to-face. And I can only assume that that conversation gave you the comfort level to be able to go to his home. And if during that time he didn't even feel that he owed her the respect of being honest with her about something like that, and let's be real, when we have disabilities or issues that we know could affect whether or not a person could want to be in a relationship with us, if you don't put it out there, it just makes you wonder or question, what else are you hiding? So I'm sorry, that was a catfish. He should have just, I mean, I hope going forward he makes sure he lets people know up front that, you know, that's just who he is. Not that it would make anybody not want to be with him because of that, but that's something that needs to be told. Thank you, caller, for sharing. I mean, now I'm getting to realize that I might need to start asking people if I ever decide to do online dating. Do you have any kind of physical disabilities that I need to be aware of?
I was just about to ask. Is there a question yet you guys need to put together so all of these things will be worked out before you guys actually see each other?
Well, you know, the next book, Sarah Lynn, I'm working on. Well, it's part of the next book, but it's one of our upcoming shows, and it's going to be how to interview your date. And this is before you even sit down in front of them and waste your time. There's going to be a list of questions that you'll be able to ask, and it'll be, I mean, the same way you interview for a job and you interview your employer, we should be interviewing people before we waste our time dealing with them. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm too old to have to deal with wasting too much of my time to kind of weed through the ones that are useless. I'm sorry. That's just how it is.
Thank God I'm married.
If we can, yeah, good for you. Bless your heart. I'm so happy for you. But know and understand, it's a cruel world out there for the single person. At this point, I'm going to ask if there's anyone else that has either had a catfish experience or know of a catfish experience, please share with us, because this is the only way we kind of learn about these kind of things. There's a lot of people on the show tonight. I'm just so excited.
I never had one.
But somehow, well, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead. I think there's some shy people out there. Wow, someone decided to step up and share. Thank you, caller, for sharing. Last four numbers, 2879. Welcome to the Red Room Radio. Please share with us whatever you have to whatever information you have to give.
Okay. I have a friend, and she got catfished in an online group. And this guy and her kind of catfished over 200 people.
Ooh.
They met in a Facebook group, and they perpetrated this relationship. They were always posting about how they were together. Granted, they were in separate towns. They even said that they were going to get married, had invited people to this Vegas wedding. Then she was supposedly expecting. And everybody was feeding into this relationship and being happy for them. And then come to find out about maybe a month ago, she posts this picture of the real guy. The person that she was communicating with, who she thought was her man, was actually a woman.
Oh, Lord.
Who had stolen this guy's identity and had been trying to scam people for money and whatnot. So the whole relationship was basically fake. And the whole guy was fake. And a lot of people got mad at the both of them because she was lying to protect him or her. And they had a lot of friends that they, you know, made through this group. So that was like the ultimate catfish.
Wow. So it was a catfish scheme.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So not only should we be aware of being catfished for someone that we're dating, we should be aware of couples catfishing us for money. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, because think about it. We all get caught up in the love and the romance, and we get excited. So if we're in those social media groups and we realize that people have connected and then all of a sudden somebody's getting married, what's the first thing we want to do? We want to make a donation to
a
wedding. I mean, what did you say?
Send them a gift.
Yes, send them a gift. And then what's the easiest gift that we can send long distance? Money.
Mm-hmm.
Gift cards, something. This is, that's just, I'm going to need to make sure that anybody that's getting married, I need to see,
should be sued.
I need to see y'all in person.
They should be sued.
Yeah, that was kind of bad. James.
I can't even imagine that.
I think Sarah Lynn Mrs. Ben in the red room. She is in rare form tonight. She wants her shit back. That is really, really bad. I mean, at
that
this point, I'm starting to feel like...
Huh?
For the front end.
So why lie about it?
Caller, do you know how many people actually contributed towards their scam?
Well, the story has been unfolding. From what I can understand, she was just playing along with him with the whole sex talk stuff, but she claims that she was seriously, like, involved with him, her, whatever the person was. But she actually had sent this person, like, bail money, because this person was like they had gotten shot in front of their daughter and everybody was praying and concerned. And, I mean, this went on for, like, months. It wasn't just, like, something that you found out for, you know, that had been going on for like a couple weeks. It was like a long-term thing. And then certain things just started not adding up. And when the chick started investigating him, that's when she found out that they had stolen the identity of this other guy. But a lot of people got mad at her because they said she was trying to play the victim when, in all actuality, she was an accomplice. But she was sending this chick money, and it turns out the chick has, like, 5 kids, and it was a hot mess.
People have gone to jail for lesser things than this.
Oh, my gosh.
They had earned money that they sink, and they send this woman, and she's laughing at everybody. People are so heartless.
Wow, of course.
So now, I mean, they used to do it, like, within the group, they used to do conference calls and all. Now it's just straight Uvu or Skype. It's like, we got to see you to talk to you to know who you are.
that makes sense, because with that happening, it's like you just don't, it makes you hard to trust people. And the groups that you know, people have on social media, it's a way of connecting with each other. It's forming friendships. It's, you know, it's for a positive purpose. And for somebody to do something like that, that was just wrong. And wrong is such a good word to use, but I'm going to try to keep it nice.
That's my
yeah.
job.
I mean, so I guess now we see, I guess, yeah, that's your job, Sarah Lynn.
Mm.
That's your job. So, I mean, at this point, I almost feel like my little catfish story is one that's not even significant.
But that, I really need to hear it.
Well, I really felt like I was catfished because I mean, it was one of those where, you know, I'm going to be honest. Sometimes we create these profiles on social media sites, and the intent is to engage in conversation. And I think when I initially did it, I did it because I was angry. I'm not going to lie. I was mad. I was angry. I created the profile on the website, and I said friendship only. Well, we already know what that means. It just means don't come at me the wrong way. And the person did approach me the correct way, and I was impressed. So the conversation went from messaging me on the site to him giving me his phone number, and we started talking. Well, I was a little apprehensive, and to make a long story short, we communicated off and on for a year and a half. I know that sounds like a long time, but it wasn't consistent every day for a year and a half. This person, I mean, knew me for two birthdays and faithfully on my birthday reached out and wished me a happy birthday. Wanted to send me flowers or something, but I wouldn't give up my address because I'd never met the person. At some point, they made an effort to reach out to me during the hurricane that we had here in this area, and it was like, just checking on you to make sure you're okay. Do you have everything you need? And I was really impressed because I hadn't heard from him in, you know, about a month. So at that point, I was like, you know what, I'm going to be a little bit more consistent with my communication. I think he's a really nice guy. We've had great conversations on the phone. I did check the whole height thing because anybody that knows me, I have a height issue when it comes to men. So I asked the question, how tall are you? And he said 6'2". So I'm like, okay. Found the picture attractive. He had sent me a picture of him with, at a promotion party that he had because he was really excited with his job. Measured the door frame, you know, because, you know, when you're trying to see how tall a guy is, you got to look to see how tall he is, how far he is from the top of the door frame to gauge the height. And the very first time I met him, I agreed to go out to dinner. And he wasn't 6'2". And all of his pictures, he had a clean haircut. But when I met him, he had these twisty things in his hair. And he just didn't look like the person that I had seen a picture of.
Shelly, did he bring his own box?
His own who?
Box to stand up on.
I would say this. When I first walked up to him, I just was kind of like not quite sure because he was nowhere near 6'2". I'm 5'7", and he was probably 5'6". Now, I have no idea who told him, what measuring tape he used, what I don't know. I don't know how he could have told me 6'2", because he wasn't 6'2". And then where the hair came from, I wasn't quite sure. I don't know where all that hair came from, because the last picture that I saw, it was so bad, I had to go back to the last picture that he sent from the promotion ceremony at his job to think, is this the person I actually, and the conversation wasn't even the same. And this is kind of one of the things that I want to end the call with, and I know we're kind of going over a few minutes, but in all of our phone conversations and even the text messages, when I actually had face-to-face conversation, I was so, I can't even tell you how fast I ate the salad that night, and all I ordered was salad because I just wanted to go home. I just wanted to go home. And trust me, I had not eaten all day, was looking forward to a great dinner. All I wanted was a salad so I could go home. The conversation was not the same. So I had to stop and think, was this the same person that I had been talking to for a year and a half? Because, I mean, and we developed an actual friendship. Over that year and a half time, we actually developed a distant friendship, but it was a friendship. But the conversation wasn't the same. So it's like things that we need to pick up on in conversations, and it's the communication. One of the things that I think that we really need to pay attention to when we're doing the online, you know, kind of social media dating is listen to what's being said. And some people are great writers, or they even have somebody ghostwriting for them. That's the, when I told someone about this story, you know the first thing they said to me? Oh, maybe he had somebody else texting you. And I'm like, seriously? And they were like, yes. Do you know people ghostwrite? You know, he could have had one of his friends telling him exactly what to say, and he was just saying it. Plus, if you have, and texting, I hate texting. I cannot tell you, texting should be banned from every freaking relationship. I just, ooh, that just gets under my skin. Because if that's your main source of communicating with someone in a relationship, if that's how it starts, that's how it's going to continue. So, ladies, know and understand, that good morning text message you get, you could still get a good morning phone call. That good night text message, trust me, I'm going to show you how you'll know whether or not that text message is at night, good night, baby, I love you. It's him sending that text message while he's in the bathroom before he goes and gets in the bed with some other woman.
So
texting, I ain't calling you in the morning.
Shelley, so should he have gotten out a nice sheet of paper and write to you and hope by the time you get it he grew a couple inches?
Bought some platforms. I don't know. He should have just simply told me how tall he was. If he charmed me enough, maybe I wouldn't have seen his height. And he was very, very, very nice. I mean, he was a great guy. But to me it was, you told a lie about something as insignificant as your height.
Mm-hmm.
Like the blind man. If you want to lie about how tall you are and you know I'm going to be able to see that lie, what else would you lie to me about?
Starting a relationship on a lie goes nowhere.
It goes nowhere. Nowhere. That would be like me telling a guy that I'm 125 pounds. I'm not 125. That would be like, I'm going to be honest, that would be like me telling a guy that I'm 40 years old. Guess what? I know I could get away with telling somebody I'm 40. But when he realizes how old I really am, do you think he's going to understand, well, yeah, she said that because she looks 40, but she just didn't want to tell me the truth. No, I lied to you from the start. Now, you need to wonder, what else am I going to lie to you about?
The only thing you could lie to a man about and they may forgive you is your breast size.
Sarah Lynn, I can't take you. I got another caller on the line. I'm just going to, hold on, time out. We need to open up the call for this one. I just want to say the show is not the same. It just ain't the same, and I've been waiting because I was getting ready to put her on blast. I just wish Hello. You go ahead and announce yourself.
Hello. All right,
hey, everybody.
Hey.
I don't wait for your phone call.
You've been waiting, man. Woo. I got some exciting news. I've had some exciting things happen to me since, you know, last time we talked.
You've been catfish?
No, last time we talked, I've had something happen. No, not catfish. I ain't got nothing about catfish. This is my 2 cents. This is my 2 cents. I don't do that catfish thing, you know. I don't mess with that. I got to meet your ass on the street some damn way at the gas station or something. I'm going to be on the damn computer. I met someone.
Whoa! That's something you can talk about.
Yes! I got so excited. I've been excited for 3 days. Oh my God. I met somebody. We flirted for 3 days and now he's gone and I'm just ecstatic. I mean, it was the best 3 days of my life, I'm telling you.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Okay, first of all, James, you already know. Lisa, please help us. Lisa, you got to help us understand.
What?
3 days?
Help me understand.
3 days, and it was great. And I'm okay with the 3 days. You know, maybe in a month or so I can continue with it, but right now I only got three. I'm happy.
Did he go back to war or something?
Yeah, he did. He did. He had to go back and play.
Come on, Dennis. Not 3 days.
No, he had a 3 day pass, and I was
okay. Anybody that has listened to the show before, we all know Niecy is. We just don't know if there's anybody out there for Niecy because she will cut you up, break you down, and if you aren't 100% thorough coming to Niecy,
she will stomp
you. Ain't
gonna
survive. Yes, so Niecy, what happened? Who is he? And I'm really feeling left out because I didn't even know this.
I can't tell you his name, not right now.
No.
I can tell it to you. Okay. I can tell it to you in about a month.
Okay. Is he only going to be off to war for a month?
No. That's when I can communicate with him. I can communicate again with him in a month. He'll still be at war.
He must be in the military.
But I'll be able to get in contact with him in about a month.
Wow.
Oh, my God. He was the finest man ever seen in my life. Do you hear me? And
that's
I've been with a lot of men. This man was fine. Do you hear me? He had me carrying on, and I'm not supposed to be carrying on. He just had me beside myself. He knew
Can
it.
Can y'all hear the excitement in her voice, really?
His wife
y'all
knew
already
it.
Know.
Hold up. Everybody knew it, but, you know. Yeah, he got a wife.
Yeah.
James, this is where we needed a drink. Where's our drink? We needed a drink to celebrate.
After this, James, you're gonna be famous after you create this damn drink. I had to stop carrying y'all like this. I had jury duty. Well, I still do have jury duty.
Okay,
I get it.
Oh, my God. I mean, he opens his mouth. His attraction from the mouth was beautiful. His attraction from the face was beautiful. Everything. And, you know, he's fighting a war. That's the only bad thing about him. He's in a war. And he's married.
And here we was all thinking he was in the military, serving his country while he's just serving you.
Yeah,
wait a goddamn minute.
He's serving. I'm serving some serious shit, but, you know, he gave me my thrill. And
is he serving on the jury with you, or are you on the jury for his case?
No, not his case, no.
Okay, I think this is one of those where we're going to have every week of the show, we're going to have a Niecy update. I am now placing a piece of the show, aside from my 2 cents, we're going to have a part of the show that's going to be called the Niecy Update. because she has so much.
Oh, shit.
She just brings something to the show where that just, that's exactly what it makes you say. Oh, shit.
I was actually, I had a tear roll down my eye Thursday when he walked away through that door away from me.
Okay. I just want y'all to know and understand. From what she just said, I've known.
You know I was affected, Shelly.
I've known Niecy for a lot of years. And when she used the word man and tear in the same sentence,
it's about to be a blizzard outside.
That's real love.
I'm just gonna leave it at that. So we are now dedicating a segment at the end of every show. We're gonna let, if she wants to hide behind the curtains in another room over in the corner while we're in the red room the entire show, that's fine. But we're gonna give her a segment at the end of the show, and it's gonna be called the Niecy Update. Because she just throws something in every week that just leaves us like, really? I have another caller on the line that has something that they want to share. I don't know, Niecy, if it has something to do with what you shared or what it was, but a light just kind of went off in the studio, and it's something that somebody wants to share. The last four numbers of the call is 6288. Please share whatever it is. Whatever you do, don't hurt Niecy. We need her on the show.
No, I'm not going to hurt Niecy. I just have a comment, and we were talking about catfishing or being catfished, and I think you may have missed one aspect of being catfished. Everybody that's listening, ask yourself, have you ever been sexually catfished? Has somebody told you that they was going to break it down, do it like this, like that? I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that.
Niecy.
And you only
didn't
got 5
Niecy.
Minutes.
God, you don't want to know.
Niecy.
And you
Niecy.
Only got 5
don't
minutes.
Oh,
don't
my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You didn't just
oh
open
my
up
goodness.
A can of
worms.
Let me take
oh
this one.
God.
Let me take this one, please. Let me take this one. I know there's people out there say, oh, when you look at them, you said, oh, that's a mandingo. And when they finish, you just want to know, are you finished yet?
Yeah.
You finished, sweetie? Okay.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
That's why
how about I went out of town and got sexually catfished.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That person should give you that money back.
Yeah, he was 6'2". I think he's about 5'8" now. So.
Oh my Lord! Just everybody, I know it's happened, but just think of all the ways you have been sexually catfished.
Yeah, and I did not have any sympathy towards him whatsoever. I kicked him out the room. I said I should tell your damn wife. But I didn't.
Oh, my Lord.
So, let me tell you about this Bama.
To tell her
Let me tell you
right
about
now.
This Bama. This Bama used to come to my office every day presenting. I mean, presenting himself. And I was oh, my God. I said, but, you know, I couldn't mess with him because we worked together, and I just couldn't mess with him. You know, so he retired out of the Navy, moved to Florida. Now, I didn't go to Florida just for him. I went to Florida for a conference. It just so happened it was where he lived. And, we got together. Mm-hmm.
You should have taken him to Judge Judy.
He wasn't presenting jack. And I let him know that he didn't present nothing.
Judy would have said he'd misrepresentation and give you all that money that back that you used for travel.
No, I didn't. My God paid for it. I ain't pay for it. No, it's okay.
Oh, wow.
I tell all his Navy buddies about him, though.
Oh,
that's justified enough. So, everybody knows now. I mean, even the men, even his buddies used to say, you know, damn, he used to make us look real small. Oh, yeah, well.
At least you didn't go out of town and get catfished by a man, and he hollered like Prince.
There you go, Shelley.
I swear, cross my heart.
Hey, you
knew that
was going to
get me.
Yes. Needless to say, the next morning I faked a migraine and said my medication was, I was out of town. My medication for my migraine was back at home, and it was Saturday, so I couldn't get a prescription called in, and I so got home the next day before noon.
Oh, God.
3 hours away. 3 hours away.
I
you know what time we left, right? Yes. No. So... yeah, being sexually catfished, dudes, just know and understand, don't brag if you can't bring it. Seriously, because women, we don't talk about all that we're going to do unless we do it. We fully know what we're capable of doing, but men, y'all got to understand, if you can't, don't even talk about it. Just give us the element of surprise. We can work with it, but don't tell us what you're going to do, and then you holler like Prince. It's just not good.
I'm sorry, that's still funny.
At this point, I just want to say to everybody, it has truly been an awesome night back in the Red Room. We've gone over our hour. You know, when we first started doing this, we started at 30 minutes, and then the time just went on, and we ended up at 60 minutes. And then at one point, we were going for 2 hours. And, you know, we just want to respect everybody's time. I know... we love what we do, but I don't want to lose people when we go too long. So I thank everybody who has joined in with us tonight. I thank everybody who is listening to our archive calls and our shows. No one understands. In our absence, I was truly humbled by the number of listens, even when we weren't on the air. We bring to you whatever it is that we feel that you want to hear. We share everything that we can from our hearts. It's true, it's honest, but it's real. And in the Red Room, there are no holds barred. If you want to talk about it, we talk about it. If you want to say it, we say it. We keep it clean and we keep it classy, but it's still the truth. There is so much that we have for you for the rest of this year. We're going to be helping other people, and I want to end the call by sharing with you that when our show starts in the beginning, you know, this is all a process. There's a way for us to bring to you what, there's two things that we need in this room. James, we need a drink every week. Now that we're back in the Red Room, I don't know what you drink you're going to make for next week, but I'm just saying, after what Niecy told us tonight and we're going to have our Niecy update every week, you're going to have to come with a drink every week. But something else that I am so excited about. Yes, we're going to need something. One of the things that is just near and dear to my heart, I mean, I was raised with this thing that I just love so much, and it's called music. Anybody that knows me knows that I love music. Every week now, I have an amazing, amazing person that is going to bring us a little bit of what they do. And I'm going to have music by Smash Brothers Productions every week. It may be the same beat. It may be a different beat. But no one understands that we're going to have music, we're going to have a drink, and we're going to have interesting conversations. So next week, look for all three. At the end of the show, no one understands you're going to leave with something. We thank you so much for joining us. And at this point, we're going to close the door to the Red Room, but I'm going to say, if you're not living the life that you dream of, it's time to change your life, not your dream. Good night, everybody, and I'll see you all next week.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. You ready for me to dig in?